would it make sense, and I guess if those, at least the node negative ER positive patients, to also think about integrating the Oncotype DX assay into the decision?
I wouldn't use the Oncotype DX in patients who have HER2 positive tumors because almost all of them had high risk recurrent scores. I think there were a couple that had intermediate. I don't even know if they had any that were low risk. I've actually tried to get that information.
I think you're actually right from what I've seen, that almost all high, some intermediate, and no low.
And so it really is not helpful. If you have a 1 millimeter tumor and it's HER2 positive, it's going to be most likely high risk. So that doesn't help me for those patients. So I have not been using it for the HER2 positive.
But I mean, if it kind of implies that, you know, 1 millimeter is one thing, but I mean, I think maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 millimeters is another thing. You know, we're used to thinking about those tumors as having less than 10% risk. But is that true if they're HER2 positive?
It may be true. I mean, because the recurrence score doesn't take tumor size into consideration. So I think we can't be, you know, unifocused just on the recurrence score. You really need to look at the other aspects too. So again, I wouldn't do it on those patients.
What about the issue of trastuzumab monotherapy, the elderly patient who you normally really wouldn't want to think about giving chemotherapy to, or comorbid illness, yet ER negative tumor, you want to try to do something to reduce their risk? Clearly, we don't have research data on that. What do you think about that as a strategy in practice?
I probably wouldn't do that. Most likely, if there's comorbidity, it would depend on what it is, obviously. But I think paclitaxel can be tolerated very well if you use it weekly. And there's so much synergy data with trastuzumab, even though the HERA trial is positive with sequential. I really do believe Denny Slayman's data that the synergy is important. So I would try to use paclitaxel with trastuzumab in those patients if I could. And if you're really concerned about the anthracycline, just not use that.